ocean acidity threatening the marine food web. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. All the carbon that humans are spewing into the atmosphere through smokestacks and tailpipes is increasing the acidity of the world's oceans. And that's harming species that must form protective shells to survive, like microscopic mollusks known as pteropods.
Pteropods make shells out of calcium carbonate minerals, and in order for these organisms to be able to build these shells, they need carbonate ions. The concentration of carbonate ions decreases because of ocean acidification.
University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher Claudine Howry says that's a huge concern because creatures like pteropods are at the base of the food pyramid on which most marine life depends.
They're an important part of the food web. Seabirds eat them, whales eat them, salmon eat them, so they're very important.
Ocean acidity is increasing because the seas are absorbing much of the carbon dioxide humanity is generating, hindering the ability of pteropods and other such life forms to fully develop shells. Howry says the problem is even worse in circumpolar waters because their acidity already is higher than seawater in mid to lower latitudes.
If you add this anthropogenic or human-induced carbon dioxide, you push those systems at the poles closer to a threshold that is bad for these, for example, tiny little sea snails.
Research published last summer suggests the Bering Strait off Alaska's western coast may reach that threshold in about 30 years. That could threaten Alaska's highly productive fisheries that last year yielded 5.8 billion pounds of seafood worth nearly $2 billion. Howry says ocean acidification threatens fisheries and the food web that sustains them.
You know, we don't know what happens if we take out one species. It could collapse, it could go on, we don't know.
The journal Nature Climate Change last week published new research by Howry and two co-authors on ocean acidification in southern waters near Antarctica.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.